Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. On September 21st, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center will present Ellen Reed Soundwalk, a GPS-enabled work of public art in the Saratoga Spa State Park that uses music to illuminate the natural environment. Created by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Ellen Reed and co-commissioned by SPAC as part of its Reimagine 2020 season, Ellen Reed Soundwalk is an immersive audio experience tailor-made for the Saratoga Spa State Park. The installation will remain accessible in the park until November 1st. Another co-commissioner of Ellen Reed Soundwalk, the New York Philharmonic, presented the world premiere of the piece on September 10th in New York City's Central Park. Ellen Reed won the 2019 Pulitzer Prize in Music for her opera Prism. She is the co-founder with Missy Mazzoli of the Luna Composition Lab, and she joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Could you tell me a little bit about how you came to composing and how you work when you're composing for a site-specific installation like this?
So I love exercising and taking walks and jogs, and it's a way that I clear my head. Composition is, you're really just getting your head. And I like to move in the world to remind myself about other things. And I used to live near a public park and I would jog through it almost every day. And I was really moved by how meaningful my jogging route was to me. And when I thought about all of the people who live in a big city and have connections to these public parks, it made me want to make a piece of work to hold space for that and to hold space for all the different experiences that happen in public parks and in public spaces. I think that music can create the space for us to experience the moment in a different way, and that seemed really exciting. So that's kind of where the idea came to be. And we had planned to do Soundwalk in a few years from now. And it was on the back burner and we were still excited about it. But when the pandemic began and it was clear that the next period of time, a lot of public performances wouldn't be possible and a lot of other things that we had planned to do wouldn't be possible, we moved Soundwalk to the forefront because we thought if we could make it happen now, it would be so meaningful because this work is a work that can be experienced right now in the full way you should experience it. And that was really exciting.
And when you say we, do you mean you and your ensemble and the commissioning organizations?
Yeah, and the producers mm-hmm. and the whole team of people who, you know, come together and SPAC and, you know, the groups of people who come together to believe in a work.
It premiered, Soundwalk premiered in Central Park in New York City earlier this month. How did that go?
It has gone great. I mean, it just happened, so I feel like it's still a present. It's going great.
Right, of course.
Yeah. I've gotten really positive feedback from friends and colleagues who have done the experience, and the press is excited by it. And, you know, again, I think the fact that people can engage with art and engage with people right now in this full way is really meaningful. I can say just from my experience, there was a long time building the music of Soundwalk where I was listening to mock-ups from my computer notation program and like really bad sounds I was playing on my synthesizer. And the like emotional difference for me when I got the recordings back from the musicians, it was really extreme. And I felt so nourished hearing the talent and the beauty that all of these players put into their music that we kind of feel like separated from right now. So I love that Soundwalk can bring that beauty and bring those gifts to the listener.
What is the makeup of the Soundwalk Ensemble, and how did you decide on instrumentation for these pieces?
The Soundwalk Ensemble is a mix of winds, percussion, harp, voice, strings, and synth. I came up with the ensemble based on what sounds I wanted for particular movements and what sounds worked outside. I love bass, and I discovered while testing the music for Soundwalk that a lot of the bass frequencies get cut out when you're outside. They just get drowned out by traffic noise or wind. And so I went with sounds that are more like in a vocal register, like flute and horn and clarinet, and those sounds translate really well through headphones and outside.
Is the piece different? Is the music different in Saratoga than it was in New York, or than it is in New York, rather?
Yeah, it is. Some of the themes are the same. In Central Park, the park is much bigger than the area in Saratoga, so there are more themes and variations. In Saratoga, we're using the water theme, which is the first theme that I wrote and the main theme of the piece that weaves in various ways throughout Central Park. And in Saratoga, you get the main statement of that theme, which has these cascading chords and a unified melody that flows on top of that when you're at the most expressive point of the trail of the Vale of Springs. And it should feel, as you're approaching the Vale of Springs, like everything's kind of growing to that moment. And when you're there, like you've arrived and you're on this meaningful pathway. So the music is different in that it's designed for the space where there's nothing in Central Park that's exactly that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's some of the same material, but it's transformed in the order or the layout or the juxtaposition of sounds in a way that works with the nature of the park in Saratoga.
What was your familiarity with the Saratoga Spa State Park before you started working on this?
I had only heard of the Saratoga Spa State Park before I started working on the Soundwalk. I have some friends who went to Skidmore, and they are big fans. And so I know about it through the music community as well, but I've never personally been before this past weekend.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's gorgeous. You know, funnily enough, I grew up in East Tennessee. I love woods. I love the look of East Coast woods, and it felt really great to be in Saratoga and to be immersed in nature. And after being in Saratoga for a day, just my allergies went out of control.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, right. I love nature, but I can't breathe. It's such a beautiful location for Soundwalk. I couldn't be more thrilled. And it's really special to hear the sounds in nature. And before we were certain it would be safe for me to travel because of COVID and that kind of thing, you know, the team from SPAC was really active in FaceTiming me and finding ways to virtually connect me to the space. So even though I hadn't been before, I felt like I had been because I had traveled the space with members of the SPAC creative team multiple times virtually.
Ellen Reed Soundwalk is a GPS-enabled work of public art at the Saratoga Spa State Park. GPS-enabled work of public art might sound intimidating if somebody doesn't know what exactly it means. Do you want to give us the user-friendly kind of description of what this looks like as people come, what it is, what happens, what the audience does and experiences?
Definitely. I mean, the experience should be the opposite of intimidating. If you have a smartphone, there's an app that you download and you can put in your headphones, put your phone away. And as you move, the app follows where you are on the trail and enables the music that illuminates your surrounding environment based on where you are.
And there's no correct way to go through it, right? It's any order the audience can choose their own path, their own walk to stay safely socially distanced, etc. And the music will be there wherever they go in whatever order.
Yeah, I love that. The composition is designed so that it flows And there isn't a clear beginning, there isn't a clear end. So the composition's designed to be understood from a variety of directions. So you can come from the east to the west, from the west to the east, north to south, etc. And however you experience it is the right way. And it should feel cohesive and connected. And your pace will change the way the sounds interact with each other. The visual stimulus will change the way that you're interpreting the sound. So the hope is that you could do the experience multiple times and have a different experience each time. But no matter how you would experience it, it's valid and it's great.
I hope that this isn't too simplistic a question that doesn't give you anywhere to go, but I'm going to ask it the way it is occurring to me.
Please.
How do you know, how did you learn how to create a work like this? How do you make it, compose something so that it can be experienced, not start to finish, because there isn't a start to finish, but this way?
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of different ways that I play with this idea in my work. I've built installations before, and you have to be okay with the idea that some audience member might come in like while they're on the phone and leave, and that is their experience of it. And some audience member might come in and sit for 2 hours and they have to not get bored, and that there's this whole range of experience that's encapsulated in an installation that is incredibly challenging but also really exciting. I also think it's exciting for an audience member because they get to decide how the music flows and how to change it. And when they're tired of it, they can stop it. Or if they want to stay engaged, they can continue to do that. It's so different from like a concert hall experience where you're in your seat until intermission, you know? And so working on sound installations gave me kind of the open-mindedness of being able to create something that could hold the room for different audience members, different experiences. But the physical aspect of Soundwalk is unique to this project. I've never worked with anything that could be experienced in so many different orders. So I would just build Soundwalks in my neighborhood and walk them. And that's what I've been doing since March. So I'm in really good shape right now.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So I would build, you know, a draft of what Soundwalk would be and along this one path in my neighborhood and walk it and then walk it in a different direction and then walk it from another part of the neighborhood into that neighborhood and see what that felt like. And I have to say that walking and listening to music is a totally different experience than being in a concert hall. You have to leave so much more room for daily life, where in the concert hall, I feel like you're trying to grab the audience and like bring them into your world. But in Soundwalk, I tried to just kind of coat an experience, not create an experience.
I think that's very well put. It helps me. I feel like I understand what you're saying as a completely non-composer person.
Cool.
But as an attendee, I do think that you put that very well.
Thank you.
You, as you know, won the Pulitzer Prize for music last year. How was that?
Wow, it feels like such a long time ago.
It must.
But yes. I mean, it was such an honor. I mean, I can't even explain what an honor it is to have something like that happen. Yeah, and I'm just really happy how it shed a light on Prism, which is the work I won for, helped shine a light on my work in general.
Did you know when you wrote Prism that it was special? Did you feel like it was something that might, I mean, I guess you don't write anything thinking, yep, this one's getting the Pulitzer. But did you feel proud of it before gained all of the attention it did.
I did. I felt proud of it. I knew it was powerful and I knew it was really difficult. And it was more difficult than anything I had written up to that point. And that difficulty was really unfamiliar. And I wasn't sure what that meant. So I didn't really know how it would be received until it was received well. I thought people really might hate it. I thought it would be very polarizing because the subject matter is challenging and potentially polarizing, depending on who you are. It investigates the post-traumatic stress of sexual assault from the point of view of someone who has experienced the assault. And before the Me Too movement, a story like that might have been seen as a woman's story, and it might have not felt accessible to some of the audience or people who hadn't personally experienced that. And what we felt through the course of writing the work, which happened, well, we started writing before the Me Too movement began, and then we wrote through it, is that when we premiered the work, the culture and the listeners had evolved to take the story in. And that was really powerful.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you to tell us about the Luna Composition Lab, please.
So right now, Luna Composition Lab is accepting applications. So anyone who is a young female, identified gender nonconforming, or non-binary composer, please apply. We would love to hear from you and get to know your music. Luna Composition Lab is a mentorship program that I co-founded with Missy Mazzoli, who is a wonderful friend and who I respect beyond the end of the world, with Kaufman Music Center. And we pair up a group of five young composers with working female identified composers in the field for a year of mentorship. And it culminates at the end of the season with a festival in New York City with incredibly inspiring masterclasses by people like Renee Fleming, Toyin Spellman Diaz, Sarah Hennies, people who are really at the top of their game and making waves in the music world. We connected the fellows with the administration of the Met Opera. You know, the connections that we're making through Luna Lab are really powerful. And we're growing every year, and a lot of our alumni are getting commissioned from some fabulous organizations in the US, like the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Opera Omaha. And this year we have a partnership with the LA Chamber Orchestra where the fellows' works are getting recorded by Laco musicians, which is amazing. So I'm super proud of Luna Lab and really happy for the community that we're building through that program.
Ellen Reed's Sound Walk will be accessible in the Saratoga Spa State Park in Saratoga Springs, New York, September 21st through November 1st. To learn more, visit SPAC.org. That and other links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Ellen Reed, congratulations, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It's great talking with you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.